If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Entertainment news now. To Las Vegas we go for Cindy Perlman Gaber. And the big question is, can a puppet win an Oscar? What do you think, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. Can you imagine the acceptance speech? I'd like to thank the rest of the Rock people. But seriously, Rocky and Project Hail Mary is officially eligible for the 2027 Oscars in the Best Supporting Actor category. He plays an alien. That part doesn't matter. Current Academy rules dictate that puppetry and vocal performances are eligible for acting awards, which I think is great. A little bit about Rocky. He's played by actor James Ortiz. He came in, they told me, in a press conference day. He came in. Everyone came in dressed like a rock, all this elaborate stuff. They all got on the floor and did all these contortions. He sat at a table and just did it with his hands. And the way he spoke, they never intended for him to actually do more than just do the puppetry. But he ended up doing the voice, too, which is pretty cool. And the interesting thing is he's eligible for SAG Awards, Oscars, not and the Critics' Choice Awards, but not Golden Globes. They don't allow that. And it would be groundbreaking. The sad thing in the past is the Gollum, played by Andy Serkis, never got nominated, which is a real shame.
You know, maybe they'll get to an honorary Oscar in that
yes.
Department. There's some romance coming to a streaming channel near you. Let's talk first about what J-Lo's doing.
Well, you know, she doesn't have the best love luck in real life, and you can't even say the name Ben around her without her saying ick. But J-Lo gives good movie romance. She's in something coming up called Office Romance that looks pretty cute. It's a meet cute between Jennifer Lopez and actor Brett Goldstein. Remember him from Ted Lasso. And he also writes and executive produces this. And it's just one of your nice office romances. And it also becomes sort of a raunchy romp about secret office romances, too, between two workaholics. And as for working with J-Lo, Goldstein said, every day I came to work to do a rom-com with Jennifer Lopez, I expected people to jump out and tell me I was being pranked. So he's pretty psyched that he got her.
That's June 5th on Netflix. On Apple Plus, we have something called The Husbands. What's this all about?
Well, you know, there was many people who were almost Mr. Taylor Swift over the years, but this was her last person before the current situation. We won't get into that because we've talked about that a lot. But actor Joe Alwyn was with her for 6 years, the blonde one, and he's in something called The Husbands for Apple TV. And it's an interesting plot. It's a woman named Lauren, Juno Temple, who returns home to her London flat. She's greeted by her husband, Michael. The only problem is she's never met him before, but he insists that he's the husband. He goes up to the attic to change a light bulb, and down comes a different husband. So apparently anytime anyone goes to this attic, a new husband emerges. And she has to deal with nagging questions like, is it that easy to swap out your life? Can you have all these husbands? Do guys really change light bulbs? These are important questions.
All right, we'll tune in for the answers on Apple Plus. Olivia Rodrigo is on top of the charts these days, isn't she?
It's just, she's a beacon of positivity with a new single called Drop Dead. Off her new album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. But you know what? It's hit number one. Everybody loves it. This is based, the first single out of her new album out June 12th. Inspired, she said, by her real romantic love, or what she calls her first, quote, big girl relationship. And it focuses on very Taylor themes of longing, jealousy, melancholy. It's her third studio album after Sour and Guts. Those albums produce big hits like Driver's License and Vampire. And Olivia says, I think the real challenge for me was to write songs about romantic love positively. So she has Drop Dead as the first single, Bob. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, she debuted it at Coachella. Here's a little bit of it. That's catchy. Olivia Rodrigo, Drop Dead. And also in music news, Jerry Rafferty. Let's talk about the honor bestowed upon Jerry Rafferty.
Well, I noticed on Amazon Music, on Spotify. There's all these yacht rock. Yacht rock's a hot thing right now. There's all these playlists. I know on Amazon, there's 150 songs on a yacht rock playlist right now. And then Pace Magazine did a big poll to see what is everyone's favorite yacht rock song of all time. And it went to Jerry Rafferty. Remember him from that song Right Down the Line, which is really a good song. And it's an interesting story. He wrote that for his wife, Carla. It's been a huge hit for all these years. It has over 300 million listens on all these streaming services. And he's a Scottish star, but he never played the U.S. ever. His daughter, Martha, said he planned to tour America, but he was scared by all the momentum he had in Europe. He really didn't want to be that famous. He'd rather sit back and write songs and just be an observer in life. And he knew if he came to the U.S., he would become crazy famous. And the song was sort of regenerated for people who are younger because it was on season 2 of Euphoria. And a lot of younger people said, well, who is this? And this is a great song. So it did win the prize of greatest yacht rock song of all time.
Yeah. How about a little yacht rock in the morning? Here you go. I kind of liked Baker Street more myself. What about you, Cindy?
I love that one, and I have to say, I did, Bob. I'm confessing. I listened to almost all 150 Yacht Rock songs last weekend. There it is. The truth has come out.
All of them. Oh,
I did, Cindy. And I do like Ambrosia. I have to admit it.
I'm getting PTSD from playing them on the radio. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.